Sorry, I winked at you, dude. I just got in the vibe there. I just winked. We're back, and I just winked at Jake. That was really weird. When's the last time you were winked
that was
at?
That's really weird.
When's the last time you were winked at?
Why did you do that?
How much did that suck?
It was so strange. Because it was kind of like you like, episode 29, like, it kind of like you cut yourself off. So I was like, what in the world? So then I look over, and then you're just staring at me and then wink at me.
How bad was that, man?
It was weird.
When's the last time you were winked at?
Last time I was winked at was probably, dude, I don't know, months. I can't even remember.
Do you know that guy who like, unironically blinks? Or winks?
Okay. I know a couple dogs who do that, but not humans. Why? Do you have, like, okay, a friend who
winks a lot? Yeah, between us, do less guests. Katie's, like, got a friend of a friend or something. We were around, and this guy, he kind of do stuff like this. Kind of like, yeah, good to see you, man. And it's crazy how some people can do a little mannerism, and immediately I'm like, don't want to be around this person.
I don't know if we're that similar of people. Yeah. I could get into winking more. I think with the face mask being worn so much, winking is kind of all we have sometimes. Winking is the new smiling.
Winking is the new smiling. I think you're out and about, and you, because I've noticed so much with my mask on. I'll do the classic, but I'm like, they didn't read that. So maybe I just walk by people and I just go, I got my mask on like this, and I just go. I'd be like, what'd you do, bro? What are you? That would make me want to fight somebody if a stranger winked at if a stranger winks at you.
They're just waving.
They want you, or they want you dead.
There is just a pandemic wave. Is that what it would take for you to fight someone? Because I've always been curious. I want to fight you.
Dude, I feel like, yeah, I remember one time I went out to like a club, and this is kind of this acquaintance. We're trying to make some friends. It's this girl Katie met, and her boyfriend was 6'5", 270.
Okay, so it's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm. Not bigger than your thighs, though.
Thank you.
He had smaller thighs than you.
How they looking today, boys?
But I remember this guy. You know, so we were near this guy. I remember being out, and this guy, kind of drunk guy, bumped into me and was being weird. And I was more aggressive than I've ever been a stranger. I was kind of like, get off me, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I had the confidence of, and this guy, the big guy, was also like, I'm a big fan of you, man. It was kind of being, he was fanboying. It was kind of weird.
Okay. Wink or no?
No winks. Okay. Well, at least at this point in the evening. But I had the confidence of this guy in my corner.
Yeah.
And that was weird. But otherwise, all my friends are huge sissy boys, and so I've always feigned away, avoided any kind of manly confrontation.
I like all your friends, but yeah, they're not fighters. They don't strike me as aggressive.
No.
Fight people.
Yeah, which I don't know. I guess that says something about me. None of my friends are tough guys in any way.
I think that's fine.
Thank you. Right, you got tough guy friends?
Let's see. I think
the biggest and baddest guys at a Christian camp.
I think I have some tough guy friends.
Okay.
Like Gunner. Gunner is someone you want with you. He wrestled in high school.
The name is certainly a little intimidating.
He's a Rottweiler. Yeah. Okay, it's not an actual human being. my Rottweiler Gunner.
Well, yeah, okay, a wrestler. That's the biggest thing I learned. I made my first friend in college who
my very first friend was freshman year of college, second
and
he semester.
He happened to be a wrestler. We used to wrestle. Not kind of any like organized wrestling. We just liked to wrestle.
I would wink. He would wink. We knew it was on.
But he actually wrestled, and I would consider myself. I was bigger than him, but we kind of played around, and he put my head between my legs so quickly. I was like, it made me realize that I won't try anyone. You never know.
Yeah.
Is this guy black belt in white tie or something?
Yeah, wrestlers don't exactly like have, I guess they kind of have a look, but also it's like an unsuspecting look. They're not that scary looking, but they could easily be.
You can tell a wrestler when you like throw them a ball and they're kind of like,
mm-hmm.
it's difficult for them.
Or they have cauliflower ear.
Uh-huh.
Then it's dude, a little more obvious.
If you have cauliflower ear, I won't even look. I would never wink at a guy with cauliflower ear.
How does that happen?
I guess it's, well, the real answer is
too much cauliflower.
Too much cauliflower.
Goes to the ears.
Yeah, that's why as coffee will stunt your growth, cauliflower goes straight to your ears. That's what I was raised.
That's
on.
Why I don't take any chances with vegetables.
Exactly.
What if I get cucumber leg?
I mean, you like potatoes. You like yams?
Sure.
You kind of got yam yams.
Yeah, yeah. I got some yam chops right here. I got to stop eating on, those.
Yeah, Jake's posture, because he's, I guess, Derek, the producer's noticing Jake kind of, he kind of does this as the pod goes on. So by the end of the pod video, you're getting all the yams. Yeah, so, just by the end of it, you're like,
man. Let's see, what did I do this weekend?
Like, what's the meaning of life, dude? Just...
Trey, how was your weekend, dude?
It was good.
Yeah? Sorry, I have the worst posture. Something about it. I don't know. Everyone in my family has bad posture.
Yeah. It's just a posture. This is the only way my back feels good.
Just... No, I have to sleep, too. I don't know.
It's all right. Yeah.
Should've
Call
stretched.
It for every year. Oh, I was on a... Yeah. Views are going up.
There's a couple thumbnails.
Welcome to Less Guess. I was on a cruise once. And this group of little guys, several years younger than us, kind of were getting aggressive and claimed to be going to college to wrestle, which was enough to scare me.
Sure.
And then one guy, I think a big key in kind of a man off, you just got to, like we've talked about on the pod before, I think, you know, maybe you go crazy, maybe you just drop your drawers.
Very hard
or
to fight
guy,
against
We were
that.
On a cruise, and this guy was saying, "All crazy, I'll throw you off the ship." He said that, and I was like... I was scared for my life.
You do seem crazy.
So I think you just kind of have to, like, if you find yourself, you got three guys with six cauliflower ears.
Yeah.
You're just like, my posture's bad. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll be like, what is.
You throw your legs up. Maybe drop your drawers.
Oh, you guys want to fight? And you get on your back like a turtle and you're just like, all right.
Yeah.
We're not messing with this guy.
You want to go?
I had so much CBD this morning,
By
dude.
The way. No, come at it. I have syphilis. Here, no, come on. Come on. I have syphilis. All inside of here.
I got syphilis and scoliosis. They're both
extra
STDs.
Scholarship money. Yeah, because I got both of them. That's right.
Oh, wow. We're, dude, I called it. I was supposed to go to
Connecticut. Yeah, you did call it.
I know. I was kind of relieved. You could read it on me.
Yeah,
like
I could.
You kind of want it to cancel.
Yesterday afternoon, I was like, you kind of want this to get canceled a little bit, don't you?
I had a call yesterday at like 3 p.m. from Marcus, the agent. I was like, I know what this is. He's like, I just want to give you an update, man. Well, I guess he said, so I was supposed to do the show at University of Connecticut. And they're like, it'll be fun. We'll have like 500 kids there in this like big auditorium. Space them out. Fun. Like, hey, by the way, they just knocked down to 100 kids. I was like, a lot less fun. Mm-hmm. By the way, those shows you were going to do in Florida to warm up for the well-paid corporate gig, the hurricane stopped those. So I'm gonna go into this. I haven't performed in 9 months, and it's gonna be an awkward empty theater. I gotta do that. And then he called me, he's like, we're gonna postpone it next year. I was like, and also I'm having a big dinner party tonight, so I had an early flight to get to Connecticut, so now I'm just living free, baby.
Nice.
It was kind of stressed me too, because it was stressing me too, because it's UConn, a college. It'll be only college students. So I definitely have a couple bits that aren't, like, college kids wouldn't get, right? Like, I have a bit on, like, being a newlywed or something, which, you know, probably a lot of my audience is a little older than college. But I was going to make it work, but we don't have to make it work. And now we're going to the good people of Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
We've been to probably by the time this is out.
Toledo.
Surely. Toledo. Hopefully. My birthday is November 17th.
No way.
I'm going to tell the Do Less Guest that, because I love you guys, but I'm a big fan of not talking about my birthday. Your birthday? You didn't know what my birthday was, dude.
Nope.
Yours is August 27th of 91.
Whoa. You just did my flight info. That's why.
I've booked and canceled and booked 29 flights.
Wait, so what day of the week is your birthday on next week? Where will we be?
Tuesday. We have two sold-out shows in Toledo, baby.
That's kind of a cool way to spend your birthday. It's not bad.
I don't think it'll ever end, the women in my life being like, my mom, I talked to her yesterday. So you're going to be where on your birthday? I was like, Toledo. She's like, you won't be with me or Katie or like any of your friend. Like, will that be tough? I'm like, I don't know how he doesn't tell you this. It doesn't matter at all.
That'll be so exciting. We get to leave Kansas.
I know. It's awesome. We'll be actually in a different place performing. Couple, doing two shows. It'll be fun.
Yeah, we have seven shows in 4 days.
I'm so stoked for that.
That's so much.
Just to get just flex that muscle a little, you know?
Sure.
That's atrophying. 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 That's a tough word. How do you say it?
Atrophy.
Atrophying. But how do you say the ing version of it?
Oh,
see,
I've never
smart
even heard.
Guy?
I've never heard anyone say that. Just you have muscle atrophy.
You don't know anything.
That's so stupid. Should have got that master's.
But it's fun. Yeah, I'm having a dinner party for the birthday.
How are we feeling about the dinner party tonight? This is kind of a warm-up for Thanksgiving for you, right?
Oh, I am so excited.
Yeah.
I am. It's and our friend's coming to her, like, I was talking to Connor, that he's like, I've literally been looking forward to this for months. It's kind of a new step into adulthood. Like, I'm the first person who has a place that can house a table big enough to actually sit 10 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we've always had hangouts together where you, like, sit on a couch with a paper plate, but it's like, we're going to actually sit at a table for a few hours.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm pumped. So I hope it goes well, and I'd love to make a habit out of it, but we're doing that. And we're in this house with, and all gadgets these days are just, they're all smart, right? So we got new appliances, and it's just crazy because, like, the fridge talks to the TVs, who talk to the like,
even when you're not around,
unnecessary,
they just talk, they chat.
I walked in on them the other day,
huh,
like, our owner's such a little, like, hey, hey
guys,
close, they're like, close it fridge, your mouth. But it's funny because it updates my phone, and they have, like, the alarm system, so we're still getting used to it, so I'll just be out somewhere and I'll be like, alarm is sounding, alarm on, alarm off. I'm like texting Katie, like, are you okay? She's like, I'm struggling. And today I was down here working, and I was getting the app for, like, the Samsung stuff, like the fridge, saying, like, update, change, da-da. I was like, what are you doing? And she was up there, like, trying to type, like, happy birthday to display on the fridge.
I'm like, setting off all these alerts.
So unnecessary.
There's ice all over the floor. I don't know what button I pressed. It was not the keyboard.
Oh, look. What does that say?
Literally just now. Door open. Please close the door.
Katie! The fridge door's open! Yeah.
Dude, that'd be fun, though. When I walked in to your house today, I was giving Katie kind of a hard time. The table is completely set.
Oh, she's
multiple
fired up
plates,
about it.
Multiple bowls. There's silverware. I was like, what are you doing? She was like, I just wanted to see how it looked.
And we have 11 people. So she's doing, like, instead of getting all the same plates, she's like, wouldn't it be fun to have, like, two different plates? So she's like, I said, I'm alternating them. And you realize, like, odd number, you can't perfectly alternate it.
Yeah.
So she literally was like, it'd be like white plate, black plate alternating. It would be like white, white. And she'd, like, swap it. I'm like, it's
always going to be off.
She was like, I don't know. Just like, this is an outrageous thing to work.
You're going to have to invite Gunner or someone to even it out.
Yeah, Gunner can wrestle that thing into shape.
Get a little dog bowl. Yeah.
Gunner, man. You don't meet a lot of new Gunners. It's not a name people are still running with, is it?
No, it's like a World War II term, I feel like. Is it? The main time you're like, true. Oh, he was like a gunner on the ship.
So what about
plane.
Gunther?
Gunther.
That was kind of a...
Sorry, that's just like an uglier name to me.
Gunther. I think that was one of the... Kind of in like the Prohibition days or something, kind of an underground weird club where they swingers club or something.
That guy,
he's a Gunther, man. He'll shoot down anything.
Yeah. Like, he'll shoot it like that. Prohibition. Yeah.
I was just telling you to do less guests. You had what we call a 2-day COVID.
I did have two-day COVID.
That's not funny. That's the only time I've been a little. I feel like with it, I'm fine because we're healthy boys. But we had spent all morning like podcasting and shooting. You're like, man, I need to get some more water. My throat's been killing me all day. I was like, any other symptoms? Like, no, it's cold.
Also, this chicken is like really bland. This, like, I can't. Yeah, right?
Right?
They should have salted this or something.
But you're
it's hot.
Truly a cold.
Yeah. I mean, everything makes sense. It was 70 degrees all last week. Now it's 30 degrees.
Yeah.
I had a congesty nose, sore throat. It's already gone. It was cold.
I know.
It was a cold.
It is weird.
I had a talk with my immune system, and we said, hey.
Come on. Was that a loud noise?
Yeah. Did I do that? What was that?
That's those fridges talking. The fridge just moved to the living room.
It's like, hey, you want to like hang out this afternoon?
Like a weird Toy Story situation with my appliances.
You whip open doors from now on, try to catch them.
Oven? Shh.
Hey.
Everything's so unnecessary. I think already... I've never even tried this, and I won't. I think our, like, washer dryers could even, like, Wi-Fi. I don't... Why would you even need to do that?
I don't know.
Or I got one of those, like, key touch locks.
Yes.
Which I think would just be convenient. Like, hey, Jake, if you need to swing by, like, you know the code. But, yeah, the contractor guy was like, let's set that up on your phone. Like, I don't... Why would I need to... I'll press it, like, unlock, or, like, why would I need to ever do that?
Yeah, stuff is getting pretty connected. Like the movie Avatar, where like everything is like connected. I feel like that's how like modern homes are going to be now, where there's like roots underneath the foundation where they all touch.
Well, I heard that.
Here we go. Get ready to write this down.
It's they've invented, so I've heard the moon, just a production.
What do we think?
Yeah. I've heard that they've created a way to, like, because, you know, we have these wires running from house to house and neighborhood to neighborhood everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So they've created something that, a thin little thing that you can bury and to ultimately remove all those at some point.
Oh, like, we call them telephone poles, but I think that's just electricity, right? Right. Like, to remove those?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Which would be cool, right? But I'm just saying, I think it will be, like, these, because now they're, like, these monster things running around, but I think they're, you know, these tiny cables
that
you're just kind of running around.
That gives everyone electricity. That's kind of cool.
Avatar style.
Cool.
Yeah, and then I heard...
I see into you.
Yeah, I heard they're even... The way avatars procreate...
They're
starting to kind of...
They're going
to
make Sahelu with their
Elon
tails?
Elon Musk is figuring that out.
Oh, we got to start growing our hair out now.
Make love to your Tesla.
Oh, man. Yeah, somehow I think in the future, you and your Tesla... I'm not going to say what you do to the muffler. Actually, no, I guess they don't even have mufflers. Just don't Google it. Don't Google procreate a Tesla. It's even weirder than a muffler.
Yeah, they don't have mufflers.
They don't have anything. But
man, I was always my dad runs a like automotive shop,
mm-hmm.
and you know he'll get out of the game, and there'll be car. There won't be all electric cars for probably a few decades.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't asked him that yet. He'll be. By the time that's fully transitioned, he'll be gone. So I guess he's not worried about it. But I'm wondering if I had like taken that over. I feel like right now I'd be like, "Crap,
it's not good. Yeah. I better learn how to fix a Tesla."
Yeah, which because now I think they probably make them like if you needed it fixed, you'd probably just call a support line. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, Tesla probably, like does it all themselves. I think
it's crazy.
Yeah, I love thinking about the future and like what's going to be gone because like obviously we don't know, but I think like cords in general,
mm-hmm.
we won't see cords.
Gender.
10 years from now, we won't see gender. We won't see race.
That was cute. Low hanging fruit. We won't see anything.
We won't see my thighs. I'll have some sort of shawl or desk in front of me. That's like hopefully in the next year.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yeah, I do think it's funny. Every time you go to the studio, you're like, I need a desk. And I just never provide it for you.
I need
something. Let's tell the desk guest what, ideally, what would you like here? Just maybe you have a big old table and I don't. What's the solution? I do have another one of those that I'm going to try to work with.
Honestly, it's not like I need a desk for a computer because like I don't need a computer. I just need something to cover me. I don't know what. I feel so exposed. Great, I'm going to find something like...
I did see someone... I'm doing this because there's two less guests and I don't care, but I made a point to correct opinions to sit normally because someone was like, you need a desk, man. The crisscross applesauce is cringy. I'm like, hey, a grown man can sit crisscross applesauce.
Were you like up in here?
Oh, yeah. I sit like this all the time.
Wow. So yeah, I guess you do.
I don't know if it is weird.
Hold on.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of...
Oh! Okay, yeah, that's pretty nice. It's pretty easy.
Is that pretty tight?
Okay, now that I'm here, though, this isn't bad.
I'm here, though. I can't move.
Yeah, I could stay here about 90 more seconds till my ACL pops. But this isn't bad right now.
No.
See, I'm seeing myself on camera. I look so unnatural. They're so high up.
Oh.
How do you get your legs so far down?
I have weirdly.
Oh,
good. I can get it, dude.
Good.
Look, can you touch your toes?
Your toes? No doubt. Oh.
Ow.
Hold on.
Can you?
Straight up. Ah! I got it.
So the pain.
I got
it. A little trembling there at the end.
What were we talking about?
No idea.
In the future we're not going to see. Race, gender, or cords. I think, I love thinking about what we're going to have to like tell our kids or our grandkids. Like, yeah, we used to have to like charge our phone every night. We would have to put gasoline in our car.
Yeah.
Like, I think both those things.
We used to have to go to some sad person to check out our groceries. Right?
Yeah. There used to be people who worked in stores.
Yeah.
Like, you would have a job working.
That's true.
At Amazon. Isn't that crazy? And people would be like,
they
what?
Have a couple of those stores, right? It just automatically, it's like a smart cart. So when it enters.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I went into one it was at the base of like an Amazon building in Seattle. It was like an Amazon Fresh store. So it's just like a tiny little like 7-Eleven almost like convenience store thing. But no one works there. And it's all contactless, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. You don't even scan like self-checkout. I'm not describing this very well. You take whatever you want and you just walk out. And it's all linked to your Amazon Prime account. It's crazy. I don't even know how it works. You look up in the ceiling and there's just hundreds of cameras. There's no like whatever ceiling. There's just cameras
just
everywhere.
The sky. Yeah. And just drones flying.
Yeah, yeah. Just Jeff Bezos's like eyes. You can tell it's his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna like, I don't know what the, you're gonna like get your baby delivered by robots and it'll just like scan the fetus on the way out or something.
Yeah. Confirm it's yours.
$1,800 Amazon.
Yeah.
Like it's just a robot.
Spanks it. Yeah. Does a little diaper thing for you. I can't wait for the future. It's gonna be so cool.
Yeah, hopefully we have diaper robots. Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
That would be cool. I'm kind of waiting.
Derek, do you change diapers every day? He can just holler, probably.
Yeah. And Leah's had some issues. Like, she got sent home from school, from daycare.
Uh-oh.
Because some diaper issues. And then
backed
up a little bit, and then it decided it all happened at once. So
I've had that thought recently of seeing my friends with kids. Like, they don't figure it out for, like, 3 years.
You talk way more about poop than you thought you ever would.
Yeah.
A lot of poop talk.
I mean, my friend, if you have a few kids, you've changed thousands of diapers.
I was not even kidding. Legitimately, yesterday I was thinking about potty training, and because it dawned on me like
how hard it was for you.
Yeah, and just or even I don't know, continues to be sometimes. It's just like I thought it was a fart. I don't know, but like when I was
my mom taught me this.
I know better. I know better. Like if you're potty training a kid, which I've never done, so Derek, help me out. But you know, like they're in like a little like plastic toilet or whatever. Even if that's in the bathroom, which I think would be smart, they're little like kitty toys in the bathroom. You still have to take their dumpage and like it's in a little thing, and you have to like dump it in the toilet.
Yeah, like a glorified porta potty servicer.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna do that so many times. I'm gonna have to have someone's, you know, brownie batter in a pan, and I'm gonna have to rake it into the garbage disposal.
Yeah, I don't know. I might teach my kid the good old ways. Like, okay, come on, little Madeline, dig the ravine. You got it. It's like they play in the sandbox. Like, this is fun. I'm like, now squat over it. That kind of removes a step.
What was the digging?
Just so she like dig your ravine. Is that what it's called? What's the word for when you dig a hole to go to the bathroom in? We got to look it up. Oh, did Derek look it up?
I don't even know.
You've never heard of this? Oh, no. There's a word.
This is like a potty training word.
No, this is what savages do.
Oh, it's like a camping thing.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're going to like poop in the ground.
Huh?
Digging latrine.
Latrine.
Dig your latrine, Madeline. Come squat it. Good, good. Now cover it up. Plant the dandelion. And I'm fertilizing my garden. Go out to the garden, Madeline.
Win-win.
Go out to mommy's garden.
Yeah.
And it's like three birds, one stone. We're potty training. I'm not cleaning brownie batter. And look at the life you're creating,
Look
Madeline.
At that garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, circle of life. Life is beautiful.
Beautiful.
You got corn planted in that topsoil. Now you're eating the corn, pooping it back out, and it's just very cyclical from there.
True. True.
That
true,
was kind of like that country song. Isn't that what he was talking about? Like, rain makes corn.
Then Madeline makes corn.
Then she poops it out.
The corn doesn't digest well. It's full and stout. Back roads are honging and her. 'Cause my little toddler's pooping in a flower bed. Something like that.
It's something close to that. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I've heard it.
Yeah.
And then rain is a good thing. I know it ends like that. Yeah. But in the middle, it's something about the circle of corn and poop.
I love country songs.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like, and there's just like, sometimes you gotta think sometimes when they're writing these, are like, this is pretty funny.
I used nine words in this entire song.
Yeah. Who's our target audience? Okay, we farmers. Good old country boys. They're farmers. They're the heart of America. They're getting us our food. What can we talk about? Farmers want rain. All they want is rain. Let's think about, but rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. They like...
Does it?
Yeah.
Good enough. Yeah. Doesn't even have to. We can just say the song.
It actually does.
Okay.
Did you not think it did?
I mean, when would I have ever learned that corn makes whiskey?
There's rye whiskey. There's, I think, corn makes...
But corn isn't... Rye is like a type of bread, right?
True. So rye whiskey is made from like 51% rye or something like that. And then corn whiskey, I think, makes just your, what's other, rye, or just like bourbon. Bourbon. Thank you. Bourbon is made from corn.
Okay. Didn't know that. Don't know much about corn.
Corn makes whiskey. What? Okay. They like rain. They like farming. They like drinking. They like women. Whiskey makes my baby.
What rhymes with whiskey?
Frisky.
Frisky works. Throw it in there.
There's like back rows and trucks and dogs and rain's a good thing. Yeah. Nailed it. Let's write a country song right now.
Dude, that was the sentence I was going to say out loud. Okay, that's cool.
What's good old country people? What do they love? What do they need right now? What's the heart of America?
They want...
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know. I had an idea, though. They like things that are red and brown. I think that's the main thing. Either red truck or brown barn or vice versa.
Yeah. I feel like there could be a clever plan words of like the wall and having your tough man with your walls up and only your baby can let your walls down.
Mm.
And you're usually against having walls come down.
But you voted for Trump. Yeah. So you would like your walls up.
Yeah. But this lady and a little bit of whiskey will let your walls down. Okay. And that's the only time that wall is allowed to not be up. That is the premise of a song right there.
Okay.
That would crush.
Yeah. And that took, what, 16 seconds?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And it makes a decent amount of sense.
Yeah. You just shoot that over to Billy Currington.
Oh, yeah. You and Billy are good friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. I'm trying to think of... I don't leverage any people who hit me up because I'm like, I live in Kansas. Like, who cares when we ever see you? But I don't know who's who. One of the Dan and Shay guys.
Oh, yeah.
I notice as a follower. Comments and stuff.
Really?
So I don't know if I'd ever do that because then I'm like, I don't want to just message this guy just because he's this guy. Like, I'll never see him. But then they come do a show in Kansas City. I'd be like, it'd be nice to know him.
Yeah.
Except for then.
Then it would be really nice.
But
if you got the opportunity to... make one song with one other person, who would it be with? Nothing's off limits. Like to have your name attached with them and just like to have, yeah, whatever. You get the question.
I feel like people forget about this guy and they shouldn't. I feel like he's been gone. What's up, Gavin DeGraw?
Oh,
let's throw it out a little bit.
I was expecting like an Aaron Carter. Some people forget about him.
Gavin DeGraw, he wears kind of the weird... like I'm a theater kid hat.
Yeah.
We need to ditch that, which I could help him with.
That could be part of the song. But then
throw something down, man.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
He has that song with Need to Breathe that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And he has other ones too.
Yeah. You and me could start like Need to Drink. You'd be like a kind of a Christian comedy duo.
Yeah.
And just...
It's like, I want to drink, but I don't know. I'm conflicted.
Right.
Yeah.
We just parody every one of their songs.
It could also be like, I kind of have COVID, kind of a sore throat. Oh, I need a drink. Mm. Like my throat is on fire.
Yeah.
Could be that.
Okay.
Need to drink. Could be, I was wanting to start kind of an Amish cover band calling it Need to Breed. We could do that.
Nice.
Where it's about when I'm ready to potty train.
Like breed humans or animals or both.
Teslas, whatever.
Teslas.
I'll do anything once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
I like that.
Yeah, we should definitely pursue this.
Need to Believe.
Need to Believe. That would be my answer.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good too.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You ever been close to him? Near him? Seen him from a distance?
I almost met him once.
That's good enough for me. Tell me the story.
Let me tell this story. I was a dumb little boy. I got hit up randomly. None of this ever makes sense still. If you're a big fan, you might have come across this. Because I randomly get people being like, I like this. Have you ever seen this, Jake?
What do we have here? Homer Simpson on some chill lo-fi hip-hop beats?
Yeah, I was doing
What were you doing earlier?
Doing a Correct Opinions bit. You ever seen this, dude?
No. Sound Matters? Who is this?
This is... let's see if they're even doing anything.
They have 4,000 subscribers.
5 years ago.
Five years ago is the last time
I posted. I was the third to last video before they...
Well, yours popped off, though.
Yeah, let's see.
Some videos don't even have 1,000 views, and yours has almost 400K.
Mine has the most. That's what's so annoying. So this is what happened. I wonder if I can even... I'll try to look at these emails. So this was... when was it posted? 5 years ago. So I was kind of in the Vine days.
Yeah.
I'm clueless. And I'm still very much trying to do kind of like the music thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I get hit up by this kid I've been connected with. He's like, I'm in touch with this guy who's like working with Sound Matters, this place. And we want to fly out to LA, put you up. And like kind of record this video, and they weren't gonna pay me, but they're like, the return is like you'll get this really awesome, well produced cover video that you can have to post.
Nice.
And they just want to kind of use your name to help promote it. I'm like, at this point, I'll say yes to anything.
I mean,
I've never
exciting.
Even been to LA, so I'm like, I'm down. So I go out to LA, and none of it makes sense. I'm talking to this guy who's, he's a manager. He's managing this weird boy band. And cool. In hindsight, it's a very classic, like, fake LA. Like, I know this and this person, but they weren't actually accomplishing anything. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in the studio where they're like, yeah, man, I know Justin Bieber. You actually just missed him. He was here like an hour ago.
No way.
And I was like, wow, okay. That seems cool. And I was, this was all through this one guy I'd met who was also on Vine. He was a singer. And he was actually a cool guy that I trusted and kind of knew. And he was just out there trying to make it. And he was working with this guy.
His name was Shawn Mendes.
So anyways, we throw down this, which I remember.
Let's listen a little bit. Everyone wants to hear it.
Can we? I mean, it's well produced and shot and stuff. I just remember being, let's see the comments. Why did YouTube recommend this 5 years later? I was waiting for the joke.
Oh, look at that comment. What? I think his eyes just impregnated
me.
Oh,
nice.
Ooh. No.
I just, yeah, I can't do that anymore. But I remember they were shooting that, and there's just, I'd never done anything like this. And I remember I did the first run through, and the guy's like, maybe just like, I don't know how to say it, just like less awkward.
Really?
I was like, respect. But
he's like, it was good, just your thighs are so distracting. Is there anything we can do about those?
Who's this guy in the background dancing? That's Jake. No, we didn't know each other then.
Get him out of there.
Let's see if I can find any emails from this. It was so strange. I left, they posted it, and I was kind of like, hey, I'm ready for like that video. And they're like, yeah, we're just not going to give you that video anymore, actually. We're just going to leave it on the page. And I was just like, whatever. And they gave me this little speaker, Sound Matters thing. I have it somewhere. It was,
I was wondering. Okay. I thought that was maybe what was in their cover photo, because they look like hard drives.
Yeah. But
maybe it was a speaker.
Oh, let's see. This is the guy, Sound Matters. Who knows what he's doing today? Hey, man, we're getting the Latch cover up this week. I said, can't wait. Thanks for having me out. It was so fun. And he goes, it's uploaded and published. Oh, they had me do a Revine. I mean, I gave these people all sorts of love. They didn't give me anything of value. And then I remember this was a month later. Is there a way I could get the video to post on my channel? He goes, right now we're just going to go ahead and exercise the exclusivity on the videos.
Oh, we're going to exercise.
I said, no worries.
Super cool. Thumbs up, you guys. That's awesome.
And then I checked in 2 months later. Just wanted to check in to see if I could upload to my YouTube now. He goes, originally we were letting others post, but we changed it to more exclusive publication. What? Dang. Yeah. And I just never responded to him again. Never talked to him again.
Never got to post your Latch disclosure cover. Dang. It's a bummer. I tried to think crisscross for as long as I can.
Oh, here's the original email. Dying. This is a guy I knew. He said, this is a classic. I'm currently working with so-and-so. He does consulting for blah, blah, blah. His brother is also the lead singer of this band called Magic. He's written and produced songs for Justin Bieber, da-da-da-da. So it's like, I worked with the guy whose brother was successful. So this guy wasn't, you know, which is a classic. I go, thanks for reaching out, man. What do you want to do? He's like, this sounds awesome. So he's just looking to record a YouTube video. And he goes, we're looking to do a lot more than just that. This is just the initial get-go idea. So I just a clueless. Cool, man. Flew me out. Sketchy.
Awesome.
Sketchy, man. I have all sorts of stories like that. I remember when this guy hit me up out of nowhere and he's like, dude, that's a classic. My brother knows Hozier. Mm-hmm. And I envision you, man. You're going to be a Hozier's opener on his tour next year, his world tour next year.
A opener, they call it. Yeah.
Just believed him. Sick, man. I'll get to work. It's ridiculous.
Still waiting on that phone call.
Literally none of the... Think of this for social media. I don't know how anyone makes it. To this day, like right now I'm working with a production company. They're like, Trey, we know this and this. We've done this and this. Like, we want to build you out a show. We think we can sell it to someone like Netflix, da-da. And I mean, that's happened to me like 40 times. Mm-hmm. I just begrudgingly do it. Yeah. Like, let me just make my YouTube videos. This is not... And that, which is great. I don't think I'm dying for that to happen. But it's funny how... Yeah, when you're really fired up at the beginning. You think you're going to be the next Grace and Chance. Be on Ellen.
Oklahoma's finest. I've been emailed by America's Got Talent probably 5 or 6 times.
Oh, nice.
I've appeared on America's Got Talent 0 times.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you just learned that these things aren't real.
I got hit up by someone from The Voice like 2 weeks ago.
Let's go.
Which I almost... this sounds a little big for my britches, but I was like, why would I go on the, you think I would go on The Voice right now?
No, seriously. Like, yeah. I've had friends who got asked to go on The Voice and
they're on the radio or something. Like, why would I?
Yeah, they're like already like,
you know, I'm selling tickets to my shows. Why would I go on The Voice?
They did it for, what's that called? Like the same reason people go on Shark Tank, just like publicity.
Sure.
But they like, had they made it, they were not going to like sign because The Voice just takes everything from you. Smart. As I'm sure most of their shows do.
Back when I had way less going for me, I was doing stuff like flying to strangers to shoot a YouTube video that I couldn't even post.
Gosh, that's fun.
I did the Voice hit me up because I had a Vine following or whatever. And yeah, I had a buddy's dad, attorney read through it. And he's like, in my 30 years of law practice, I've never seen as lopsided as agreement as this.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
I love a sentence that always starts with your years of experience. Mm-hmm. In 25 years
this. In my 8 months of podcasting,
I have never had a story.
Have I seen a guy with his bad posture as my co-host?
That is
always a nice flex.
Yeah, yeah. In my 27 years of being married to my beautiful bride, we've never, whatever.
How are your parents doing?
Parents are good. They still have COVID.
Right.
But yeah, they're fine. They don't really have any symptoms. They're just hanging out with the dog out on the farm.
Yep.
I don't know what they're up to.
Sounds like doesn't affect their life at all.
sounds like not much is going on.
Sounds awesome. I mean, it wouldn't affect mine much.
Business as usual. If you had to go in The Voice, what song would you sing, you think?
Man, I don't know. I really don't. I did American Idol audition. I did a Voice audition.
How'd they go? I'm here, aren't I?
No. I got through like the first yes on both and then no.
That's impressive, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was confidence builder to some degree. But The Voice was more annoying because they like called me and invited me and like to skip several stages. But like it is in Houston. So I had very supportive friends. We drove to Houston for me to go there and be like, ha, ha. And they're like, no. And then I drove back.
That's kind of
I remember
cool.
being kind of pissed. Like, what? I don't know. But American Idol was cool. I sang Who's Loving You by Jackson 5.
Don't even know
and
that one.
And I wonder who's love. You don't know that one?
I don't think so. It sounded good, though.
Then The Voice was Frank Ocean's Thinking About You. Sure. I was just doing way too much in all of them.
Oh,
I was
like, sure. Yeah.
You know, I should have sang.
Like, you got to stand out somehow, though.
That's what I was thinking, but... Yeah, that weren't that fun. You did American Idol thing, though.
I did American Idol once.
Which was pretty great.
Yeah, it was nice.
Just making a total mockery of me chasing my dreams.
It's like, yeah. Look at all how serious these people are taking it. What a joke, right? Yeah, me and my friends did it in costumes, and it worked out pretty well.
It's fun.
Kind of. It was fun.
Didn't make TV. Were you hoping to be on TV? Or you knew you wouldn't be?
No, that was kind of the interesting part. So, yeah, American Idol, I think we were in the... You know, it started with like 15,000 people. That's why I said it was so impressive that you made it past the first round. Because they cut it from 15,000 to 200. Like,
so I made that one.
Yeah, yeah. Like they really chop it down.
Right.
And then eventually we made it to the fourth round. So which is, for us, was the top 50 out of 15,000. And the top 50 are like what like goes on TV in front of the celebrity judges. Right. And so already feeling pretty good. Like they wouldn't have kept us this far if it wasn't to put us on TV.
Yeah.
And this was 2011. So this is like back when American Idol would put the bad people and the funny people.
Yeah.
And so I thought for sure we're going to get on TV. And yeah, I got to meet J-Lo, Randy Jackson, Steven Tyler, all them. And
is it like it is on TV where you just walk in real quick like, hey guys, I'm Jake. Hey, da-da-da, bye. Or is there like a moment off where it's not recording where you kind of like they're a little more human and like, what's up? Good to meet you. Or it's just
it was a little bit, maybe a little in between there. Like it was pretty quick overall, maybe spent 4 or 5 minutes in there. Yeah. You know, like a 90-second song and a couple minutes of talking.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler, we were dressed as the Fruit of the Loom character, so Steven Tyler made some like kind of weird like underwear jokes, as expected.
Yeah.
And we did the thing where like, remember back in the day when like on the singing shows, people would like freak out, like they were like, it's a no for me. Like, oh no, no, no. Okay. Let me sing another song.
No, okay. No, no.
Let me shoot another song.
I promise if you just let me, and they're like, "I no, get out of here." And seriously. They just start going, hello, it's me. I've been wondering. They're like half crying.
Like stop.
Sweetie, stop. Hello from the outside. Honey, stop. Yeah.
So that was us. We were like, we know we're going to get told no. Like, they're not going to take the funny people to Hollywood. So we rewrote another song. So we had a backup song. So like, guys, this is funny, but like, obviously it's a no. We're like, no, no, no. Like, let us sing another one. And then they're like, okay, seriously, guys, like, please leave.
Yeah.
But my friends, and I was a freshman in college at the time, and they had, like, bet me $20 they wouldn't ask J-Lo for a kiss. And I was, like, pretty fired up. I was like, no, I'll do this, no problem. But after, like, the second, like, okay, guys, seriously, seriously leave, I was, like, starting to get a little sweaty.
The
like,
judges were saying that, or, like,
the producers? Judges were like, okay, guys, seriously, like
okay, you accomplished the
it's
thing.
It's funny, gonna, yeah. Leave. But I went for it. I was really nervous. And I was dressed as the apple from Fruit of the Loom. I said, Jennifer, before we go, you know how they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away? I was thinking I'd give you a little kiss on the cheek and that would help you out for today. And she goes, no thanks, I'm pretty healthy. Word for word.
Wow, I don't think you said that.
It's well, balling.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
She just real
comic. She knew.
She was like, did she kind of appreciate the little thing? Or
I think
she,
so. Yeah, but we don't.
I'm sure she didn't, like, she probably wasn't, like, fired up about it, but she gets why she's there, too.
Totally sees the merit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we haven't talked much since then, but it was kind of a good time. Totally thought we were going to be on TV. They had us do, like, Ford was one of the big sponsors for American Idol. We filmed a commercial, the brand new Ford Mustang at the time. Mm. They took us to the beach and filmed a music video with us.
Nice.
So between a commercial, music video, and auditioning, we're like, oh, we're getting on TV.
Dude, when I was there.
So, and we didn't.
I made that, like, 200 zone, but didn't make the top 50. And I remember being there and saw this like super Bieber looking kid who was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like got his like J's on. It looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I saw, you know, you hear him singing. He's like pretty good. But I'm like, this guy's too young and cute and good looking. He's going to be on it. And I heard he had like cystic fibrosis or something.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, he's so lucky.
Dang it.
He's got a shoe in now.
Give him the competition.
So bad. Oh, come on. It's not even fair. He has a disease I don't.
His dad's a veteran. Come on.
Imagine if you just lied about it. Like I got type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
They call it type 3.
Yeah, they've never seen it before.
Yeah, based on my Enneagram score.
Insulin. No, it's based on my Enneagram. That's ridiculous. But yeah, and that kid went on to make like the top 20 of the show or whatever.
Really?
Yeah,
it was cool. We met. I mean, pretty much every single person in the top 50. So like we knew a lot of the like finalists and so that was.
Did you guys make the rounds? You were like friendly and like having a good time.
I mean, everyone wanted to meet the Fruits because we're only people in costume. Everyone else there is a phenomenal
everyone wants
singer.
To meet the Fruits. Where's the tryouts? California.
Nice.
That was pretty good.
One of the guys that I auditioned with didn't know he was gay at the time. Know that he's gay now. So we were a little fruity.
But did y'all know?
No.
Really?
I didn't.
He didn't.
I knew.
Derek knew.
Oh, he knows him?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Right? Yeah. Derek he randomly knows.
Did he give off gay vibes or not at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
that's what I've kind of learned. And yeah, we're not getting into it too much, but it is. I just remember arguing so aggressively to, in hindsight, people who have come out as gay, like super effeminate guys, mm-hmm. right? Which is great. I had this guy I was pretty good friends with. He was hilarious, very effeminate. I was like, dude, he's not gay. And somebody who's gay, and all the guys I knew who were really effeminate are now gay. I'm like, huh. I guess that does make sense. I don't know why I was finding that so hard. Not like a bad way. People are just. Behind the back, you know, sucks. Like, do you think he's gay? I'm like, I mean, no, I don't. He's never shown me anything.
He's never winked at me.
Yeah, he's never winked at me.
So I don't know.
But I, what was I going to say? Oh, that day, everyone's meeting, talking, and seeing to each other, and I was the guy who just sat there and didn't say a word to anyone.
Oh yeah, it's very like theatery. Like, so what are you singing? Just who are your inspirations?
Way out of that comfort zone.
I'm like, dude, I'm in an apple costume. Yeah. I played high school sports. I shouldn't be here.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh my goodness.
But it was. It was fun. It was cool. They, three of the four of us in the Fruit costume were all from the same high school. And so I remember like we come back from this like amazing experience, like we're going to be on TV, all this stuff. They announced it at my high school, at our middle school, elementary school, like, hey, and make sure to not, cause my mom's a teacher. So that's how I know this. Make sure you tune in tonight to Fox, Stratford's Finest, Jake Triplett, Casey Cornelius. They're going to be on TV, whatever. And then amidst all the other things, like professors and college are excited about, no, did not end up on TV. It was so...
Not bad, guys. We,
I don't know what happened.
Are you excited to watch the whole thing, and you slowly realize, like, oh.
It's like, okay, the episode's got, like, 15 more minutes. Okay, they're saving us for the end.
Oh, finale, cool. Finale.
Okay, all right, there's one last commercial break. Okay, wow, we're really in the end. And then nothing. I still remember Jim Carrey's daughter. They made a big deal about her. She was in the episode.
Come on.
They've can't got compete enough. With that?
Yeah.
Liar Liar's daughter? God's daughter in Bruce Almighty? Come on. But yeah, I learned a valuable lesson today is to always like undersell and like over deliver because I oversold that sucker. I told everyone I was going to be on TV.
Wow.
And I wasn't.
Wow.
So now I don't tell anyone anything.
Yeah, that's a good call. I'm going to be on Trey's podcast again next week.
Probably.
Probably.
But don't wait. Wait until you see the thumbnail.
One of my favorite American Idol auditions of all time is this guy who walks in and he's just, he actually doesn't want to be there. Like, all right, Simon's like, all right, what, it's not a good impression of Simon Cowell. He's like, what are you going to be singing? Or he asks him something like, why do you want to be the next American Idol? Then he goes, well, I mean, yeah, I'm here, aren't I? It should be fairly obvious.
Okay.
I was just kind of like, dude, what is wrong with you? And he just keeps doing that. He's like, no, I'm sorry, I'll sing. And they're like, they don't even let him sing. Like, no, dude, you're a jerk, leave. Really? He's like, I'm sorry. And then they just leave.
No way. I never saw that one.
And he was saying stuff like, I don't know, it's just been waiting for hours. Like, what's been taking so long? He like did all that to make it that far. And oh, it was all time. Let's see if I can find it, actually.
That's pretty funny.
Because it is. It's worth.
I remember before our second round. So this is when we were in the top 200.
Guy sasses Simon Cowell.
We were about to audition, and there was there's someone sitting outside the audition door with like the brown paper bag, like the stereotypical like hyperventilating, just like.
Oh, really?
So nervous. I'm like, really? Oh my gosh, what happens in there?
Bad attitude. This is this guy. Found him.
And then we go in there, and they don't even have us audition. They were just like, oh, you're the Fruits. We heard about you. Yeah, you guys are good to the next round. Like, this poor guy is about to, like,
you didn't audition?
Die. To make it from the second round to the third round, they're just like, oh, no, we already heard about you. You guys are through to the next round. And we're like, well, this guy's about to have, so like, an asthma attack. So,
yeah,
sucks that's... for him. But it was pretty cool.
Oh, 36-minute video. They thumbnailed him, though. Dadgummit. Don't...
Dang, they tricked you. They tricked you.
Here he is. This is great. It's all
Judah
time.
Smith. Holy cow. I like this guy a lot.
The editing.
I love that.
Is this guy doing a bit or is he serious?
I don't know.
So good. Wait for it, dude.
No way.
Is he going to be good or bad? Do you know that song?
I know.
He's trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
Do you know that song?
No.
No. So that's like a... That's an all-time famous song.
Really? And he's asking Simon if he knows it?
Yeah. Heard of that one? And he goes, he's Andrew. And the guy starts laughing. Love how Derek can't hear this at all. Yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's...
Good for her.
That's a good point.
Oh man.
Oh, Victoria Beckham with the He's starting to grow on me.
He's starting to grow on me.
That's great. All time classic right there.
I don't think
he was doing a bit. He was just getting...
I think he might be on the spectrum a bit. I think he has some social...
And...
A good singer, though.
Yeah. Also, you ever heard of that song? That was awesome.
I don't think I fully appreciated Simon. Like, in American Idol's heydays, so I was like in high school.
He's the best.
And like, wow, just seeing that clip, I'm like, Simon is so good at that. He's so funny.
He is so funny.
Oh, I want to hang out with him. What do you think he's doing this weekend?
All time... We'll end with this. I don't know. All-time Simon comment. They say no, and this girl is like, please, please. You know, he's like, no. She's like, and she was horrible. She's like, I just know that, like, God, this is what I'm supposed to do, and God put me on this earth to do this, and God is here today, and he wants me to go through. And Simon goes, well, I think God took a day off, honey.
See, that's
brutal.
Great.
Brutal. You're just like, that's pretty quick.
Simon's the man. I miss Simon by 1 year. Like the year after after he quit is when I auditioned. It was a bummer.
Do Less Guests, thanks for hanging with us again. We will talk to you next week. Have a good weekend.
Yes.
Stay safe.
Enjoy these thighs. They're going away.
That's right. 3, 2, no more thighs.